Jesus. Hallelujah. Make it louder than this, beloved. Hallelujah. You can do better than this. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. 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 Shout hallelujah now. Hallelujah. Let's wave our hands. Let's wave our hands to him. Let's wave our hands to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Could it be this one? Could it be this one? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. King of glory now. King of glory. Give him glory. Give him glory. King of glory. King of glory. King of King of glory, King of glory. Shout Abba Father, Abba Father. Shout it now. Abba Father. Abba Father, Abba Father. Abba Father, Abba Father. Lord, I love you, Lord. I love. Are you sure you love him? Are you sure you love him? Lord, Lord. Demonstrate your love. Wave your hands to him. Oh yeah, Lord, I love. Lord, I love you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Lord, you are too much. Lord, you are too much. Our God is too much, Lord. My sick up highly, my sin people. You are too much to me, Lord. You are too. There is none like you, Lord. You are too much. Lord, I adore you, Lord. I adore you. I adore you. I honor you, Lord. I praise you with all my heart. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Father. The Master is in our midst. He's here tonight to empower. He's here tonight to strengthen. He's here to anoint you with his Holy Ghost and with his power. For exploit, for excellence in life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You are going to pray this prayer before you sit down, please. The first one, I want you to forget about this environment. And pray as if you are in a bush somewhere and you want a way out. Because that is the situation of many here tonight. And God is ready. He said, call upon me in the day of trouble and I will deliver thee and you shall glorify me. Father Lord! Can you shout it like a champion? arise and lift my head up. How many of us wants to be lifted? I can't see the way you are praying this prayer. Father Lord, arise tonight. Lift my head up. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, lift our head up for your mercy, by your power. Lift our head up. Lift my head up, Lord. Lift our head up by your power, by your mercy. With everything in your capacity, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lift our head up, Lord. Lift our head up, Lord. God that delivered Daniel. God that delivered Daniel. Come and lift our head up. In Jesus' mighty name, we are blessed. Open your eyes, beloved. I'm sorry, I'm not used to seeing empty benches that they can be come forward. Make sure those seats are filled. We want to take some actions very quickly. Please, God bless you. People in the front or the back, just come forward. Make sure there's no empty chairs before you. I refuse to be at the back seat. Shout hallelujah. Come forward. And choose a partner. Now ask for his name or her name. Choose a partner very close to you, very fast. Ask for his name. See, what is your name? Some of you know your name already now. Amen. Beloved, we don't have time to waste. Let's be fast. It's a serious business. Amen. Now, I want to frank a bit. Amen. It's not a time to laugh. It's a franking time now. Look at that neighbor. Say, are you the one or should live for somebody else? Two of you now agree. Who will be number one? I will be number two. Agree fast. Okay. Number one, this is your prayer point for that fellow. Amen. Number one, all you are going to be shouting like, I see, you know, that is the last prayer you are going to pray. This is the prayer you are going to be praying for that person, and his own voice must not overshadow your own voice. You are going to shout at him like this. Your situation must change. Are you ready? Yes. And then the number two person will begin to tell that fellow, you must laugh last. And you have to add the name of Jesus Christ. Can I hear the number one people? Let me hear the word they're going to say there. Amen. That's all right. Number two, what are you saying? Now, before you continue, open your eyes. Look at that one very well. Say, look at me. Don't be shy. Look at me. Say, amen. Tell him it's a prophetic night. It's a night of power. Should I look for somebody? Or you are ready for the battle? Are you ready now? Open your mouth and pray for that fellow. Your situation must change, Pastor. Or you are going to tell me my for the best. Your situation must change. Your story must change to glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Your situation must change. Your situation must change for the best. In the mighty name of Jesus. 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 In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You know, the first time the church gathered in Jerusalem, and they prayed the kind of prayer we are praying, everybody was attracted to the place. It was a noise affair. Somebody say noise affair. It's not a quiet thing. Everybody was embarrassed. Are they drunk? Those are the language they use. Are they drunk? Tell your neighbor, are you drunk with the Holy Ghost? You are going to shout that thing more than that. By next Sunday, something must appear in that life. Amen. Anybody being oppressed in our dream, power must change, and you are the one that will be oppressing them from this hour. In the name of Jesus, guys. Are you ready now? Because I didn't hear the number one, but that's what I want us to hear again now. Are you ready now? tell your neighbor, don't still remember what you say. Your situation must change. You must laugh less. Say it. In the name of Jesus. Our situation must change. In this ministry, our situation must change. We shall laugh less. In the name of Jesus. Your situation must change. In the name of Jesus. Say it. Masha Kapalia. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Even in a very poor environment, somebody prayed this prayer, a very colleague of mine. He went to his office with his leg. He came out with a vehicle and a driver the same day. In fact, they just borrow him the driver because nobody gives them driver in my former office. Amen. You must know how to drive. They said they borrow the driver for 1 week. Shout hallelujah. Because the man was not expecting it. Something great you are not expecting is coming your way this week. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now grab the right hand of that fellow as if you are shaking him and pray for him. I want you to shake that hand like as if you are shaking leaf. Say, any power assigned to kill you, unfulfilled, uncelebrated, die! The name of Jesus. Oh yes. Any power assigned to kill us, unfulfilled, uncelebrated, die. Any power assigned to kill us, unfulfilled and uncelebrated, the Lord rebukes you. The Lord rebukes you. The Lord rebukes you. The Lord rebukes you. You must die in the name of Jesus. Command the power to die. Die. Marabo shakebo. Lipo contepo roboco shopia. Rina. Pailima po conteabo santo ribo consolia. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus. Mighty name we pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Look for somebody else very quickly. Ask for his name. This time around, you are going to pray for him by his name. Don't put brother, don't put sister. This very time you are given the grace to call anybody his first name. Are you ready now? Speak like oracle of God and pray loudest wherever you are. Are you ready? Root of the problem of Taiwo. Dry up. In the name of Jesus. Oh yes. Dry up. 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 Let the root of your problem dry up tonight. By the power and the blood of Jesus. By the power and the name of Jesus. By the Holy Ghost fire. Let the root of our problem dry up. Dry up. Dry up. Dry up. Dry up. Marital problem. Ministerial problem. Financial problem. I command the root of any problem represented here tonight. Dry up. 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 In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Mama morobo boko sotori boko shekelebo. Lepori mashaidi katafia. In Jesus. Mighty name we pray. Thank you, Father. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now look at your champion. I mean your friend. Ask him, are you a champion? Tell him, I will know the way you are going to clap now. There is power, there is power, there is power in the blood. There is power in the blood. Power in the blood. There is power. There is power. There is power. There is power in the blood. There is power in the blood. Oh yes, there is power in the blood. Ha! There is power in the blood. Say, there is power in the blood. Say, there is power in the blood. Say, there is power in the blood. Oh yes, there is power in the blood. Amen. We are going to pray this form with anger and understanding. The anger will swell up before you are going to understand what I'm going to say now. Anytime you dream of seeing your old boyfriend, old girlfriend, old people you have not seen for the past 10 years, or you are seeing your mother that is there, your father, your grandfather, you are not seeing them. You are seeing what we call power of familiar spirit. And that is telling you that they are hindering you in one area of your life. I want you to pray for that fellow with anger. But if he's not praying very well for you, just leave the fellow. Are you ready? And because we are in a warfare stage, give him a blow. Shout hallelujah. Don't give an elderly man a blow. Amen. Are you ready now? Are you ready? Every power of familiar spirit. Every power of familiar spirit. Indeed your glory. Yeah! The name of Jesus Christ. Die. Familiar spirit. Familiar powers. Even inherited power. Even a sensual force. Wicked power. Mau zekete. Ibrenish korobo sende. Rini kaponi kantabia. Rimeke ndebo. Die. Familiar spirit. Working against of anybody here. Working against the destiny of anybody here. Every evil familiar power. Die. Oh yes. Piash Malibro Shekete. Erima Bobo Roboko Sopia. In Jesus. Mighty name we pray. Thank you, Father. It was from this America, a white woman came for deliverance at the prayer city. Anytime we say, any power working against my life, die. The woman will look at it. Oh, what is wrong with this guy? What? God is not this hard. What is, she couldn't pray the prayer. But as the prayer was going on, the spirit of prayer enter our life. May the spirit of prayer enter your life today. Then they pray. The Lord opened her eyes in that prayer session. She saw a very tall creature, very tall, dark. As the woman was saying, die, the thing was getting shrieking and sinking. Getting sinking and shrieking. So shall your enemies shrink and sink. So when the man of God said, in Jesus' name we pray, this woman just started her own prayer. Die. We have to carry her practically from the prayer session. Amen. So when we come out and say, madam, what is the problem? He said, you didn't see what I saw. What did you see? He said, I saw a tall creature. Amen. And as we were praying, he said, I didn't believe you before. When I saw the thing, this thing is working. That's why I pray like that. Amen. This was a woman that has gotten married to about 4 men here. That was the end of that marital turbulence. Shout hallelujah. It's one of our ministers now, somewhere here. Praise the name of the Lord. Very far from here. I won't mention that place so that we're not going to locate her. Shout hallelujah. Amen. Are you ready, beloved? Are you ready, beloved? I want you to grab that fellow. Grab him with his two hands this time around. It's a matter of battle now. And this one must be won by fire. See, every power gather to mock you. Ask your neighbor, are you here? Tell him, do you understand the prayer? Amen. In the book of Daniel, they didn't just gather to mock him. They gathered to see him dead. But those who that wanted him dead, they died. The same thing happened to this man called Mordecai. People that gathered that wanted him to die, they died in his place. Joseph said, the evil you intended against me, the Lord turned it to good. It does not matter who is behind the problem. They shall be put to shame. Every evil power. Ask your neighbor, pray. Every evil power. Gather to mock you. Scatter. In the name of Jesus Christ. Evil power gather to mock us. Scatter. 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 Evil power gather to mock any of us. Scatter. 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 Say it. 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 Oh yes. Oh yes. Scatter. Scatter. Mapaya baba roboko sopia. Every satanic crowd gather to mock any of us. I command you to scatter today. In Jesus mighty name we pray. Thank you, Father. I'm sure you can remember what happened to this man called Lot. The man was angry with the angel of the living God. Leave this place. All of a sudden, the angel grabbed his hand. Amen. And forcefully took him to a place of safety. We are going to pray for that your neighbor before you leave him. Grab his two hand. Say, oh God, arise! And take this sister by force to a place of blessing. In the name of Jesus, take her by force to a place of blessing now. To a place of blessing. To a place of blessing. To a place of blessing. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. Take her, take her, take her, take her by force. Oh Lord, take everybody here by force to a place of blessing, to the glory of your name. In the name of Jesus. 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 Ma poro bobo ko sotopia. Ri bobo 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 bobo. In Jesus mighty name we pray. One more, and this one is for yourself. Leave that fellow now, but you are going to take this song with everything you can gather. The louder you shout this song, the better. Because the winning side is the shouting side. Are you ready, beloved? Have you ever gone to a football match? You know, those that are winning, what do? They begin to shout. People that have been defeated, they are silenced. Your enemy shall be silent forever. Are you ready, beloved? Let God arise and my enemy be scattered. Let God arise and my enemy be scattered. Let God arise and my enemy be scattered. Let go, let go. In the name of Jesus, God arise. Yeah, you know. Oh yes, 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 repokatabia. Let go. Hallelujah, let go. Arise and it's Ripokontopia. Let go. Amen. I don't know where you hear some news at times. A set of two in the leftist US for a particular place by village called Nigeria. Amen. On their way from airport to where they are going to stay, armed robber just run after them one way or the other or whatever, and they were shot dead. As they landed in their fatherland, they were shot dead. They were wasted. Are you ready to pray this prayer? Every power of the wasters, assigned to waste my destiny, before I open my eyes, be wasted. Be wasted. Be wasted. Be wasted. In the name of Jesus Christ. Evil power assigned to waste our lives. Oh, let the heavenly host begin to waste you. Be wasted, 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 In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Sit down, please. I want you to pray this one on yourself, please. And we're going to revisit this prayer we want to pray now. Lift your two hands wherever you are seated. Say, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. Shout it with fire. Arise. Start and do. Start and do what no Satan or the world can stop in my life. When you say that once, all you are going to be doing is to be saying it, start it, do it. Lord, start it, do it, and begin to imagine your glorious marital life, your financial breakthrough, your ministerial promotion, and a lot of multiple things that you cannot even explain. That you cannot say this is my effort. Are you ready now? Are you ready? I can't see the answer up. Are you ready? God the Father! God the Son! God the Holy Ghost! Arise in my life! Start and do what the word and Satan can't stop, cannot stop. In the name of Jesus, arise, start it, do it, start it, do it, start it, do it, start it, do it, start it, do it. What the enemy cannot stop, what no man, no Satan cannot stop, what no enemy can stop, what I cannot stop myself. Father, arise, Father, arise, do it. Rise, do it, do it, start, do it, start, do it, do it, do it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be our Father. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus mighty name we pray. Amen. A louder amen. Amen. Father, let all these hands that are lifted unto you receive the unquenchable fire of the Holy Ghost. Let these hands begin to handle things that no one has handled in their family in the name of Jesus. With these hands, you shall undo things that are greater and are beyond your age in the name of Jesus Christ. The blessed shall see you and call you blessed. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. These hands are connected to the mighty hands of God. In the name of Jesus Christ. And signs and wonders shall begin to follow you all the days of your life, because we have prayed by faith in Jesus' mighty name. A louder, powerful amen. A louder amen. Somebody is about to receive a key here tonight. It is key to power, key to fulfillment, key to fruitfulness. Receive your key now. In the name of Jesus, receive your keys. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise the name of the Lord. The first night that I spent here, not actually on this very ground, but in U.S., the first thing that happened to me in the realm of the Spirit gladdens my heart and is confirming that indeed, God has great assignment for us here in the name of Jesus Christ. Bunch of new keys were handed to my right hand, and I believe destinies that have been locked shall be opened to the glory of God. The life of children that have been locked shall be opened in the name of Jesus Christ.
brain that have been turned upside down shall be open in the name of Jesus Christ. Womb of women expecting children shall be open to the glory of God. And door of opportunities, job opportunities, documents, whatever, any of your desire, they are open in Jesus' name. Because he that has the key of David is the one speaking tonight. The King of glory. The one that when he opens, no one can close. He's talking and receive it right away in Jesus' name. Can I hear a louder amen? Let me hear African amen. God bless you. Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. Hallelujah. I want you to listen very carefully. I'm taking it from verse 1. Children, it is well with you in Jesus' name. Every child in this fellowship today, you shall be great. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, you shall be shining example to others. And every parent representing here today, your children shall not go wayward. You shall be establishing high places in Jesus' name. Let me hear parental amen. God bless you. Let me hear the children say amen. God bless you. Children, I don't want you to say, oh, I'm a child, I won't listen to this message today, because God does not know whether you are a child or you are an adult. Praise the name of the Lord. The more you give yourself to him, the more of God you have. So we are looking very quickly on what I call the key to power and fulfillment. Key to power and fulfillment. So many add power in our generation, beloved. Maybe you are aware of that. Power for wealth. Some of them eventually committed suicide. That is not power. I've read of people who were so rich. So rich that they could afford anything. They employed thousands of people, even in their organizations, but they could not eat what they want. Medical doctor has to say, this is what to eat. Somebody was living on cracker, biscuit, and milk before he died in those days. But somebody is here. You are not only going to be prosperous, God will give you grace to enjoy the prosperity. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Philippians chapter 2, let's take it from there. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory, but in lowliness, humility, meekness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Ask your neighbor, are you following him? God bless you. What did he say? Verse 6. Let this, verse 5 say, let this mind be in you. And the writer is now trying to explain the kind of mind that was in Jesus. Who be in the form of God, thought he not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. Ask your neighbor, did you understand? Ask yourself, do I understand what they are saying? And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto what? Death. Even to the death of the cross. Wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things underneath the earth. And that every tongue should confess as a matter of necessity that Jesus is what? Is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at verse 12. It says, therefore, my beloved Christians, saints, brothers and sisters, brethren, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Praise the Lord. How many of us heard about this man called Maurice Cellulo? That's why I said the children should be very, very attentive here today. Maurice Cellulo received his calling at the age of 11 in an abandoned home because he was a complete orphan. Praise the name of the Lord. Where they kept those children that have no father, no mother. The angel of God came physically, grabbed his hand, took him out of that place and said, this is why you were born. You are born to bring light to your people, the Jews. But not now. Amen. And he started walking towards it. Today, that man is fulfilled. You shall be fulfilled in Jesus' name. Praise the name of the Lord. God is no respecter of anybody. And God is fed up of vain glory in the church. He's fed up of egoism and pride. God hates what is called pride. He said there are six things that the Lord hates. He said, yea, there are seven. A proud look. A proud, you know, so many things begin to talk about pride, 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 pride. Pride goes before a fall. God cannot walk with a proud heart. Key to power and fulfillment. I pray God will open your understanding in Jesus' name. Let's go again to that very place we read. The Bible says if there be any consolation, if there's anything that should be a paramount thing to mention, to discuss, to major in our fellowship, it should be what we are discussing now. Praise the name of the Lord. Beloved, the generation we are, and even the past generation, they are not respecting any grammar or any education. Praise the name of the Lord. What they want is demonstration of the power of God. There is no man who will see the raw power of God and not tremble. Praise the name of the Lord. I've not seen that man. I was sharing with some group yesterday. There is a group, you know those group here in this environment, they call them Jehovah Witness. They can be wonderful. Amen. They can turn. In fact, somebody came to me among them, he said, there's no rapture. And he was almost convincing me from the Bible. He said, only the wicked shall be taken up. Ha! Amen. He was copying the book of Proverbs, the book of Ecclesiastes, book of Psalm at the same time, Revelation. I said, excuse me, you can go. I think I've gone too far. Praise the name of the Lord. In the first instance, I ought not to entertain him at all. I was a young Christian then. Praise the name of the Lord. But my father in the Lord was sharing with us two of them that came to his house. And he allowed them to talk on their grammar. How Armageddon will happen. How everything will happen. And Joshua and everybody will come and fight again on earth. He said everything. He allowed them to say it. Later on, as they were about to take their bath and they are going, He said, young man, the Lord said, you have a baby in your womb. It's about 3 months. That's the fourth abortion you want to carry out. If you do this one, you die. The book in her hand dropped. He said, how did you know, sir? They always go in two. The second one said, he's already capturing you. Let us go, Joe. The man of God said, young man, thus said the Lord. This is your tenth year of working on earth. And you have earned so much money. But I could see a basket by your right hand. As you are earning the money, if you cannot see this, what you have achieved with your money. At that level too. He said, can you tell us more? Two of them, they gave their life to Christ. Shout hallelujah. There is a power that even the blind, they respect, even they cannot see it. Shout hallelujah. That man called Bartimaeus, I don't like calling him blind Bartimaeus because he was no longer blind. Shout hallelujah. But do you know, human beings, we are terrible. Up till now, nobody knew the name of that woman that has the issue of the blood. What they used to call him in the Bible is the woman with the issue of blood. They were now identifying her with her problem. Tell your neighbor, it is not my problem. Say, I reject it. In the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. So this blind Bartimaeus, the people used to call him, could not see anything around. But he has heard. May you hear today. He said, who is passing? Jesus. He said, no people like you. People that could see God could not get to him. He said, this man, just you are going to see something today. Shout hallelujah. He cleared his throat. Shout hallelujah. He said, Jesus! He said, no. This is America. You don't shout like this. The Bible says he shouted the more. Tell your neighbor, shout. And it is well with you. In Jesus' name. Praise the name of the Lord. Even blind man who could not see, mere hearing that Jesus was passing by, he knew power was coming. And what happened? He received his sight. Whatsoever you are carrying as a label, and people are known with you, the power of God will swallow you today. In the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Children, listen to this testimony before I go further. I want you to be very attentive. We used to have an evangelist in my former fellowship in those days. We call him Branat. Branat studied in America here. And most of the time, we youth, we loved coming close to him because he used to talk those American jargons to us. Shout hallelujah. It was his mother that goes there. He used to call people guys and fools. He called the congregation and said, you fools. So what is fool? What do you do to me? So we called him and said, fools. Okay, folks. Okay, the poor. Okay, to God be the glory. This man trained his children, amen, with confidence in the power of God, in the word of God. There was a particular school in Lagos, in Nigeria. Every year, this wind will come. And any unfortunate child that happens to be a victim, that the wind just hits, the child will be paralyzed. Because this wind could take that child for 3 days and return him or her back later. By the time he comes back, he's no longer, a person. And just like that, they have developed this daughter of God. It's just about, how old did he tell us that? About 8 to 10 years old. Small girl. During their break time, this wind was coming towards her. He said, I bind you in Jesus' name. Can I tell you, that was the end of that wind in that school. Because of a girl. It is where we train Jesus' name. It is where we train Jesus' name. It takes discipline to be disengaged for you to fulfill your destiny, for you to fulfill your life, for you to fulfill your marital life. Discipline in all areas. So the major key I want to talk about is discipline. So you could call this discipline is the key to power and fulfillment. Somebody say discipline. I can't hear you now. It takes what? Discipline for you to be distinguished. If you want to be distinguished, you want to live an exemplary life, you want to be disciplined in an environment, you must discipline yourself in the order of so many people in the scripture, which we are going to look at the example very soon. And I pray God will help us in Jesus' name. Jacob was a child of covenant. Do you agree with me? I mean, from Abraham. Shout hallelujah. But despite the oil of favor upon his life, in fact, where he went to, every well he dug, there was water. Shout hallelujah. By the time he got to the house of Laban, oh, it was wonderful. But there was something in his life he did not sort out. He was not, he didn't discipline one area of his life. In fact, the name means some planter, a deceiver. And as he was just trailing him. The man, like I, the way I understood it, he has BSc, Bachelor of Science, in 419, in 10 lies. And he dupe people. That's the truth. Praise the name of the Lord. Because twice, how can you dupe your elder brother twice? He must be very smart. And the guy was not trained in America here. Shout hallelujah. So twice, the first time, the elder brother Ibrahim came. He was, what? Hungry. Said, Jacob, give me my food. When I read that book very well in the book of Genesis, it was Jacob that first said, sell me your birthright. And you might say, birthright, what are we talking about? We are dying away. What is it to me? Sell it, buy it, and just give it to me. I didn't know something has happened. So many people are in situation they are now because of where they ate. What they ate somewhere. I pray God will open understanding in Jesus' name. As if that was not enough. One way or the other, the mother was also siding him. That's Jacob. He overheard when Jacob was talking to Esau. Amen. When Isaac was talking to Esau to order, to organize something. You know what's happened now? And who can cook for somebody's husband than the wife? Who is Esau to go and cook and satisfy the father? So he said, don't worry. He told Jacob to go and prepare something. Eventually, the blessing that was meant for Esau, this man carried it again. And the woman too said, I heard your brother is about to kill you. Mother, how wonderful. It is well with all our mothers in Jesus' name. And I'm not ready to cry because this man is ready to kill you and kill himself. So I will be left with nothing. So go to my brother Laban. Where I'm going was that Laban himself, Jacob thought, having spent 4 years in university and he studied criminology and he was international gentleman fraudster. Shout hallelujah. He said, I will deal with Laban. Shout hallelujah. The first time he saw Rebecca, he said, no, this is too much. Shout hallelujah. Rachel or thereabout. He said, I'm taking Rachel by all means. Ah, this is wonderful. That one told him, said, you don't know. This place, this is, where was their town? You've forgotten their town now. Shout hallelujah. That is the headquarters of crime. And that man has PhD in criminology. Shout hallelujah. He's a consultant when it comes to fraud, defrauding people. Praise the name of the Lord. So eventually, when the issue of exchanging money, what happened? I don't want to be telling lies. I mean, telling so many stories about the thing. 10 times, this man with PhD in criminology changed the wages, the salary of Jacob. I think you just call him and say, no, you are doing very well. Your salary was $5, $5,000 last week. I don't know. The whole thing is going. I'll be giving you $4,500. Jacob will say, okay. After all, you are my guy. Okay. Like that. Until one day, when God delivers Jacob, God will deliver you too. Yeah. But all these things, Jacob thought he was being fulfilled. There were little comfort here and there. I am telling you, this is not the best for you. You can be better than this. Do you know most of the thing we cry for deliverance? At times, what we need is discipline. I was saying here to the leaders, there's a particular part of the world. Everything, every blame, we shift it upon the witches and wizards. Somebody left his wife. And started going about with somebody, maybe a hairdresser somewhere. and sleeping with that fellow. Eventually, he contacted HIV, and they say it's what do you call it? Wishes. You see, what has wish got to do with that? It is pure indiscipline. Praise the name of the Lord. You could call it manipulation, but before the devil could manipulate something in your life, there is a deposit, there is a magnet. I don't know what the other thing I'm saying. There are certain things most of the devil does. Most of the thing, we are the architect. I pray God will open understanding in Jesus' name. Until Jacob had power with God and with man and in discipline himself, he amounted to nothing. He could not really go into the way of that covenant, and it was not fulfilled. But the moment he started obeying the voice of God again, shout hallelujah, God said, go to Bethel. The moment he went back and went back today, may you go back to Bethel. May the hunger of God, hunger for his holy power, be rekindled in your heart in Jesus' name. Amen. I don't like your amen again. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, a little comfort I've discovered with my little experience in counseling. Most people that their wife come to complain about extramarital, you know, whatever outside, there are people that are a bit comfortable. Maybe they have a car to themselves, they have a house of their own. Look at someone that is still struggling most of the time. It is looking over, maybe he's combining job with education. He doesn't even have time for that. But unfortunately, we don't go to the scriptures. If you go to the book of Job, Job was the richest man in the eastern part of the world in his life. And I've not seen a rich man like Job in a time. I should explain to you. If Job wants to do birthday party for any of his daughters or his son, Job will fill the whole city for 7 days. How many of us can feed our house relative for 7 days? Yeah, I will not complain. I have been to parties and I don't like going to parties at times. Praise the name of the Lord. You see the organizer at times, they will go and lock their fridge. Lock there. That means you are not competent to call parties. Shout hallelujah. If you are competent to call, open the place for everybody. I went to one. This one was organized by a bank. Very big bank in Lagos. They said, we are doing end of year party. I said, this was going to be a very good one. Praise the name of the Lord. But to my surprise again, there was segregation again. They called something high table. That place. There's Martina. There's, what do we have here? There's wine. There's fruit juice. Then there's on my disc, whatever. But other tables, there were ordinary water. Then that one is too much. They have Fanta, all those ones, sugar things. I said, you this man, you are not rich. You are not as rich as Job. Praise the name of the Lord. But despite the resources, all things that anybody could afford, Job could afford it. In terms of prosperity, he said, I have made a covenant with my eyes not to lust, not to look like to any woman, to any small girl, you know, to lust after her. He made that covenant. The Bible says he was a devout man. The Bible said, devil, it was God that initiated the persecution, the tribulation, the examination of Job. There are 14 examinations every leader in the show must pass. That's a topic for another day. 14 examinations you must pass before you can be fulfilled. Job passed all these examinations by the grace of God. God said, Mr. Devil, because he was only meeting with his people that day. The Bible says, as the children of God gather, and the devil was just... God said, Mr. Man, what are you? What? This is not your gathering. I said, no, I'm not disturbing you. I'm just running about to see whoever will disobey you. I'm going to take care of him. Shout hallelujah. Tell him, but don't disobey God again. Anyone that breaks the edge, the serpent will bite him. Anyone that lives in disciplined life is looking for danger and disaster. Somebody say amen. Amen. Job made a covenant with his eyes. And God saw it as if he did not see it. He did not even say, oh, Job, you have done well. He now talked to the devil. He said, devil, that's my guy. He said, it's my correct boy. Shout hallelujah. He will never, never disappoint me. The devil said, no, 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 no. You have protected this man too much. You didn't allow me one day to give him one blow. Let me deal with him. Because you so much bless him. He's the richest in this environment. He's so blessed. He's so blessed. He's so blessed. That is why he's following you. That's why he's coming to church. Amen. God said, you can't do anything to him, but don't touch his life. That means the devil can kill. Whoever is telling you that the devil has no power, he's wasting his time. The devil kills, steals, and destroys. But whosoever he has stolen and killed and destroyed your life shall be restored by the power of God. Say louder, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And you know, the contest started. Before you know it, all these warehouses in Europe, piam. The one in Chicago, piam. Everything, the children, piam. Then, later on, the one that we eat him most, the devil give him AIDS, HIV, that was boy all over his body, without committing fornication and adultery, without blood transfusion. Shout hallelujah. And the devil went back to God and said, I told you, God said, just watch. He won't say anything. Praise the name of the Lord. He will not go out of my way. With that voice, Job was still coming to church. Shout hallelujah. He was still praying to God. Praise the name of the Lord. He was disciplined. Tell your neighbor, Job was disciplined. He was not a need-driven fellowshipper. Just because of what he can get from God. No! To the extent that even the closest person to him on earth, who is the closest person? The wife. Then the man said, oh God, Job, all the warehouses, our ship, everything. Even the children are gone. This is your mother of fire thing. I know they again. No. Curse God. Go and abuse that, Pastor Campbell, and get out of the place. Praise the name of the Lord. That's it. That's what the man, woman was saying. You know what Job said? Job said, woman, your head no correct. Shout hallelujah. He said, you must be a foolish woman. You don't understand. Tell your neighbor, God will open your understanding. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You know, what with a boy of about 12 years, that was Daniel. Praise the name of the Lord. They were held captive. They just said, saw themselves. But they knew, these are Nigerians. These are Hebrews of the Hebrews. And where they were, everything was rotten. Rotten. Sexual perversion, wickedness, violence. The Bible says in the book of Daniel chapter 1 verse 8, and Daniel proposed, he disciplined his mind, he disciplined his heart, that he will not defile himself. I pray you will not defile yourself anymore. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You cannot afford to live your Christian life as you want. Otherwise, you will be running the risk of not excelling in life. You can just not afford to live your Christian life the way you want it. Some of us that are having one certificate in one area of specialization or the other today, we know, especially if you are not the one that maybe you cheated, you know that you work for that certificate. Some of us knew that when we are preparing for a degree, when we are preparing for a professional exam, I tell you, we have to take coffee that is not comfortable for our system. Some have to put their legs inside water to read. If you have done that, let me see your hand up. God bless you in Jesus' name. You understand what I'm saying? So that you can do what? You can pass. And in fact, you know, at a time, I like English language. It's very, 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 very dynamic. I tell you, what's your discipline? What is your vocation? That's it. What have you disciplined yourself that you can do very well now? That's what they are saying. There are some doctors all over now that they are killers because they were not well trained. That's the truth. You have not seen them. Every day in the hospital is death, death, death. Applying wrong drugs or doing one surgery or the other they don't know about. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Power
is very essential, but there's a major key to power. It is discipline. Without power in this generation, it's difficult for one to attain anything or to get to anywhere. One of our missionaries that went to India recently for, you know, to establish a branch there, when they were telling me their experiences, I said, God, I need wholesale power. I need your power in a large scale. Because he said right there, as they got to the airport, they started having problem. Because those power signal that there are some people that are coming who are going to disturb them. Praise the name of the Lord. Their plane could not land for about 40 minutes. One thing or the other, they were just either the place was congested, something was happening. They have to be praying. They have to be praying in tongues. Shout hallelujah. That God, we must not crash land here. We must get to our destination. They got there. He said the one that amazed him so much was a young boy. They went to him and preached to him. He said, no problem. Jesus, I've heard about him. I'm ready to give my life. You have been saying that. He said, I will do something that if you can do it, then no problem. The man collected the Bible of the pastor, threw it up. He said, he spoke to the ear, that the ear should hold the Bible. And the Bible stood without anything holding it. He said, if you can ask him to come down, then we can talk. Shout hallelujah. You should know those area now. At the time, they were banned to participate in international sports. Because at the time when you are playing football, when they play their own, the ball can become 20 in the eyes of the... Shout hallelujah. Amen. But the pastor said, he spoke it up. My bro, chicken table, the thing fell. Shout hallelujah. He said, the boy disappeared. He ran away. Praise the name of the Lord. Because he knew at that level he could die. Those are the kind of power we need in this environment. They will listen to us. If our hospital team now, we go to the hospital and we go to the cancer department, we pray for the first patient, the thing dried up immediately. The second one dried up immediately. This place will not occupy on next Sunday. That is the truth. I don't know what they call the governor here, mayor, whatever they call it. He's the one that will advertise this place. The CNN will carry the news. We don't need infighting. We don't need confusion. Praise the name of the Lord. All we need is the raw power of God. Tell your neighbor, what I need is the raw power of God. Praise the name of the Lord. See, all the pursuit of money, fame, you know, mentioning materials and other things on earth, they are just to hold to one thing. It is power. The major thing is what? Power. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. And beloved, no matter how powerful you are, if you don't have the control of the power, it's either the power will kill you or you will kill somebody. That is where discipline comes in. I used to have a senior pastor. He was one of the Lord used to train me in the area of warfare. This man could declare 40 days night vigil and fasting for the men alone. And by doing the prayer, the man could see. If he asks you to fast and you come to his meeting with food, he will tell you the kind of food you ate. Is that gifted? But he has this problem of, you know, anger. Before you know it, he has to rain curse. Amen. That's an elderly man I knew with him very, very well now. That man is still languishing under the pronouncement of this man of God. The man was in charge of the money they were calling to build the house for the church. All of a sudden, the team were not just going the way they should go. He just called the people that are in charge, all the secretary, everybody. See, as many of you that are tampering with the money of this place, and you didn't allow this place to grow, so as you allow this to go down, your life is going down in Jesus' name. That is it. So, as we're doing one particular 40-days program, no, 7 days, this man is for 47 days. For the first time, I saw this man humbling himself that we should pray for him. On the third day, he has even broken his own fast. He said, God said he's wasting his time. Now he should go and repent. He saw a powerful vision. What was the vision?
He said he saw a machine gun, the one used by the warriors. And they wrote his name, Pastor So-so-so-so. And the key is in his hand. Praise the name of the Lord. But there was a seal on it. Nobody could remove that seal except one big hand from heaven. Nobody need to tell you that's the hand of God. He tried. He tried to remove the seal so that he could put the key. No. But there was a pistol in his hand. Anybody shoot that pistol, bam, the person died. All his enemy was praying there. He was killing them one by one. But the reinforcement that gathered against him were so much. Praise the name of the Lord. He has a very powerful prayer ministry in Lagos. The person I'm talking about. He said, God, I don't understand this. God said, because he said, what you are doing is that you are asking for this machine gun. And that's why you declared this 77 days fasting program. And if I allow you to go like that, big king may be released to you. But if I do, you will not only kill yourself, you will kill people. The man was, he wept for the first time in my presence. He said, brother, help me pray. What do you think God was checking out in the life of that man of God? Discipline. There was a man of God that went to the mountain to pray for 7 days. And he came back. There was a quarrel between him and his wife. All of a sudden, the devil took over the woman. The woman carried the gari and what do we call it? A goosey soup. And put it upon himself. Buah. I said, me? And he rose up. Give her. Buah. And the woman slumped and died for life. I don't know how he has come out of jail now, because the family of the woman took him to court. And he said, that's a murder case, a criminal offense. Praise the name of the Lord. From place of prayer to prison. Man of God. Because of what? Lack of discipline. I was telling somebody here yesterday, I said, you don't need to win any argument with your wife. Nobody will give you any certificate for it anyway. Praise the name of the Lord. Whatsoever that will not disturb your making heaven, leave your wife alone. Leave your husband alone. Anything you have corrected you on have 2 or 3 times and is still doing it, you better take it to God in prayer and stop nagging. God will help us in Jesus' name. I don't know if you have had a testimony Gio share with us. Pastor Kusi, remember, there was a woman who used to trouble the man of God about her marital life. Who he said, my husband is too terrible. This and that. So the woman now went to a very powerful herbalist. Praise the name of the Lord. And the herbalist said, okay, no problem. This stone I want to give to you. You put, anytime your husband is speaking, put it in your mouth and begin to nick it. Shout hallelujah. Don't say anything. Shout hallelujah. So the first day, the wife came, the husband came. You stupid woman, rubbish, this and that, this and that. He put it in the mouth. It in the mouth. The following morning, he ran back to the Baba, to the Abba, and said, ah, Papa, this thing work very well. See, I told you. Shout hallelujah. Third time, fourth time, the thing was like that. So later on, the man called her. He said, I've not given you any juju. I've only trained you to discipline your tongue. Your tongue has been giving you problem. Praise the name of the Lord. God will help somebody here. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. What is power, beloved? Power means strength. Somebody says strength. It means might. It means energy, dominion. It means capacity. It means authority. It means rulership. It means command. Power means supremacy. It means control. It means a right. A force. Ability to influence or control. Power is a principal issue of humanity. And a person that wants to become a millionaire, like I said earlier on, I want to become a millionaire, I want to be very rich, is not really seeking for money, but power. He's seeking for control. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. The two kingdoms that are in existence, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan, the major similarity they have is power. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, when you begin to read the scripture is the most exciting book on earth. It's a library of all books. Shout hallelujah. Mercy originated from it. Architecture, whatever, everything originated from the Bible. Law is from the Bible. Shout hallelujah. And there was a case like that. You know, as far as power is concerned, I cannot forget that area in the book of Exodus. When God said, Moses, it's now time for my people in Egypt to be released. Go and tell Pharaoh, the strong man there, let my people go so that they can worship me. That man first of all tested whether God really meant what he was saying. Shout hallelujah. Because at that level, Moses has spent 40 years of his life in the palace of Pharaoh. He has known about their magic powers. He knew that Pharaoh was an embodiment of evil. He was a devil incarnate. Pharaoh has everything you have in his palace. Sorcerers, enchanters, diviners, necromancers. Mention them. So, Moses said, are you sure? I'm a stammerer. Jesus, God said, that's not what I'm talking about. Praise the name of the Lord. He gave almost about 10 complaints why he should not go. Praise the name of the Lord. God said, okay, put your hand inside me, to your armpit. And he brought it out. He said, what is that? Leprous. He said, put it back. The thing disappeared. He said, God, you get power. Shout hallelujah. Then his mind began to settle small. Shout hallelujah. All of a sudden, you know he was a shepherd. He said, the rod in your hand, throw it down. Snake, pick it again. Rod, praise the name of the Lord. He said, God, talk more. Shout hallelujah. Despite all that, he said, God, I know Pharaoh. I'm not going. Except you go with me. Except your presence go with me. What that presence talking about? Power of God. 10 plagues were released upon the Egyptians. Do you remember them? That was a time the sun went blank. Everything was darkness. All those things you saw was a terrible blow on the gods of Egypt. The battle was a battle between the gods of Israel and the gods of Egypt. Power were exchanged for power. Praise the name of the Lord. And when Moses and Aaron go to Pharaoh, let my people go and they spread the rod. Shout hallelujah. The thing became slick. Pharaoh said, necromancer, come. This Moses, we train him here now. What is he trying to tell of magic? Come and produce serpent. Shout hallelujah. And before you know it, serpent came with their own sword. And something happened. It will happen in your life now. All of a sudden, the serpent of Moses and Aaron swallowed that of Egyptians. And up to today, I never read in the Bible that their serpent was vomited. They were swallowed forever. So there is a power that swallow power is coming upon your life in Jesus' name. That power that swallow trouble, it is coming upon you now. Beloved, there are some breakthrough that happen to you. It will make you forget whatever you have passed through 10 times, 30 years ago. That's the truth. We used to have a brother. He's an uncle to me. He was doing a particular exam in Nigeria in those days. He was a nurse before. But because he's such a disciplined man, the nursing team was not paying very well. And he said, I also like calculation. And then he went to accountancy. Praise the name of the Lord. And was writing the exams. Only for him to get to the final level, did the first, second time, the thing was not going. Third time, it was not going. And it was like that. He then prayed, Lord, let your power of sorcery fall upon me. And the power came. He dreamt. He said, all of a sudden, it's like he crossed a river. Somebody is coming in a river today. He said, he saw himself somewhere. He said, that place is powerful. The caliber of people that were there were too much. Beloved, that same exam that he did, he passed. People that have qualified 10 years ahead of him, the job he landed, that he got that time, he landed, was how did you get it? Will you help me too? I pray, people that have looked down on you, they are coming to look up to you in the name of Jesus Christ. That is power. That is power. Praise the name of the Lord. That is power. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's quickly look at 6 benefits of power. 6 benefits of power. First Peter chapter 1. Praise the Lord. Verse 5. Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Hallelujah. What do we get from there, beloved? God's power, you know, complete the salvation of the saint. And is one that brings deliverance to our lives. Bible says we are kept by the power of God. Shout hallelujah. God's power brings salvation. Because some of us, we don't know what we are delivered from. Bible says we are delivered from the power of darkness. And translated to the kingdom of, you know, of his dear son, Jesus Christ. Beloved, it's a great exchange. Thank God for the blood of Jesus Christ. It takes the power of God to bring salvation to humankind. Praise the name of the Lord. It cannot be measured. That is why you and I that have seen the light of salvation, we have no right to condemn those that are seeing darkness. We have no right to condemn our parents who are seeing to occultism. We should begin to pray earnestly for their what? For their salvation. And pray that power into their lives too. Praise the name of the Lord. One brother was sharing with us yesterday here. He said one day he just decided he's not smoking again and he stopped it. It is the power of God. Nobody can do that. Psychologists will tell you if you want to leave smoking, begin to put tobacco inside the water and drink. Somebody told me the more you drink the water, the more you want to smoke. Shout hallelujah. There's power in God. Look at Jude chapter 4. Verse 24. It's only one chapter. Jude, verse 24. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling. Hallelujah. The power of God keeps you from falling. Whenever, as a Christian, beloved, you begin to love those things that you hate before when you became a Christian. Whenever, you know, the kind of television program that have not been appealing to you, they are now appealing to you, and you are saying it does not matter. The power of God is coming down in your life. You need to begin to pray for more power. Praise the name of the Lord. It is time to pray for revival of that power, of that grace upon our lives. Praise the name of the Lord. So number one is that the power of God completes the work of salvation and delivers in our life. Number two, the power of God keeps us from falling. Amen. I'm sure you have heard about Jimmy Swaggart. Jimmy Swaggart was a singer and evangelist in his life. Praise the name of the Lord. I pray that you will not fall in Jesus' name. He was a powerful man, an evangelist, but when he fell, people said so many things all over the world. Until one day when we were in a meeting in Nigeria, in an intercessory meeting, an international program, and some people that, you know, one man that was in occultism before was now telling us some things about this man. That all of us were just blaming this man that he fell. It was not serious. How did it happen? How could you be going to a prostitute? This and that, this and that, this and that. He said in their realm that this man was disturbing them too much. That his song alone has won millions of souls to Christ. How do we get him down? Get him to quarrel? He won't quarrel. Humble, easily going. Okay, we get him with the idea of seduction. What did they do? The man told her they used a 7-day-old child to do some, you know, terrible things in the realm of the spirit and bewitch this man. So about three intercessors rose up and confessed openly that God should forgive them. That all along they were praying for Jimmy Swaggart. All they were praying that, oh Lord, let your sense and wonder follow his spirit. They never pray for inner power to resist sin. That's a power of God that keep us from falling. Are you going to say now? You know, I was saying something jokingly here, was it yesterday or yesterday? You know, that if you are a Christian and somebody is smoking or drinking beer or whatever around, alcohol around you, and you feel like doing so, you are in trouble. Something is inside of you. Or they are fornicating around you, and your body is also longing for it. That means there are magnets in your life, and you can be captured anytime. Because if you are truly dead to it, it will be like death to you. You will hate it with perfect hatred. Somebody say, oh God, arise. Give me power to hate sin with perfect hatred. Say, oh Lord, let what bothers you bothers me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. God's power helps us in suffering. People just wonder, how are you coping? Amen. And you could see so many examples in the scripture. Daniel chapter 3 verse 17. 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 16 to 17. The next one. Benefit of God's power. It gives you ability to break your yoke. When the power of God comes upon you, when you are called upon the power of God, the hand of God, when it comes upon you and it wants to use to use you in your generation, the first thing it does to you is to, first of all, to break the yoke in your own life. So that you can become a good example to others. One of the men that trained me in the area of intercession, by the grace of God, he had powerful, wonderful personal testimony. And God is giving somebody here personal testimony in Jesus' name. Despite the crookedness in the environment where he grew up, without going to any abroad, without going to any you know, outside the nation, he obtained his PhD in physics at the age of 25. Praise the name of the Lord. And today is a full-time man of God doing exploit for the kingdom. I pray nothing will limit you in Jesus' name. Ability to affect your generation will come upon your life. You become, you know, a voice. Your family. This was not matter about your age now. When you possess the power, before they take any fiable decision there, they must wait for you. You must come in. And somebody will be raised to that level today in Jesus' name. So much about that because of time. What is discipline now? Discipline is draining yourself, training yourself, exercising yourself. It's being proactive. That is, you have foresight. Praise the name of the Lord. Of what is ahead of you. You know that the present level you are now is temporal. Amen. That is not the best that God wants for you. And because of God, because of that now, you begin to prepare yourself. You know when you engage yourself as a Christian in fasting, in night vigil, it's not because there is immediate problem now. You are developing your muscles. Somebody say, I'm developing my muscles. By you keeping so many aside, despite your test schedule, even in this kind of environment, and you are making sure that midweek service, I will not miss it. Sunday service, I will not miss it. No matter how far my place is, you are developing your muscles. Amen. So that when problem comes, at just a command from you, they just get away on your way in Jesus' name. But if you have not been assimilating those things, you have not been accumulating those things, when you now want to call for the resources, it may not be there. Are you hearing me now? Anytime you gather with the children of God like this, beloved, no matter how you feel in the service, it may not be as hot as you expect. People may not fall down, people may not roll on the floor, but you don't know what you have carried to your house. Amen. Because the Bible says, God honoreth, you know, the gathering of his saints. Praise the name of the Lord. And the Bible says, iron sharpeneth iron. So when you come together like that, beloved, there are some agents that have been assigned to this very particular altar.
And as you fellowship gradually, regularly here, there are certain things that will not be for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody say louder amen to that. Praise the name of the Lord. What is discipline? It could be referred to as regulation. Regulation, self-control, being strict on yourself. I have a friend very close to me. All of a sudden, he discovered that even in the office, after he has taken his lunch, if he has not taken the what we call soda here, either Fanta, whatever, it's not okay. And before you know it, it's becoming addition to him. You know what he did? He just said, he mentioned his name, Michael, no minerals again for life. So we were in a naming ceremony in the church. Brother Michael said, because we know him for Mr. Minerals, he can drink almost 5 within 5 minutes. Just like that. He said, the day he told me he doesn't take again, that man changed my life. I said, you mean you could leave minerals? He said, yes, because he's becoming an addict. Anything that will enslave you, you have to. That is what called discipline. And if care is not taken, those are the things that lead to diabetes and the rest in future. Praise the name of the Lord. What is discipline? It is orderliness. Like I said earlier on, there is no difference between Europe, American, and Africa. The only difference is because the people in Europe are orderly, while the people in the environment, they are not orderly. Praise the name of the Lord. You build your house where there is a canal in Africa. Praise the name of the Lord. And when the men came from the office of the government, say, this house is in the wrong place. You call them inside the room, say, what's wrong with you? How much do you need? How much is your salary per year? Okay, take this one. And that's the end of it. So when flood comes now, everybody's in trouble. Is God the problem that one now? Indiscipline. I pray God will help us in Jesus' name. I said, God, we help us in Jesus' name. Most of the bad roads we have in Africa is a result of indiscipline. Because people will correct the correct money. The correct money that is needed for it. But if they collect about $5,000, they prefer to spend $500 and use the $4,005 to go and marry about 12 wives more. And go and buy Jeep about 10 that they will not even use for 10 years. Somebody say that is madness. Can I hear you? It's madness. Indiscipline is madness. It's disorder. What is discipline? It's ability to force yourself to focus on God's purpose for your life. There are so many things distracting us. I learned a principle from my brother. The day I got my GC result, long time ago now, praise the name of the Lord. That was 1984, 85. The man said, you have done very well, better. Don't allow you to get your head. Because by the grace of God, all my elder brother, if at the time I thought they don't pass that kind of exam, everybody came home with F9 or maximum 2 P's. I was already telling my elder brother, I want to go and learn a trade. Shout hallelujah. But I believe they don't pass it. But to the glory of God, the way, the manner, the principal took us that time, I was able to scrape 2 at once. So I was very happy, but the man slowed me down. He said, I will tell you something today that I will not forget. And today, that thing, I will tell you now. He said, there are 3 levels in this life. 3 levels of distractions. 3 levels of opposition to your breakthrough, to your elevation, to your progress in life. He said, number 1, the people ahead of you. They are saying, where is he coming to? They are using their boot. Come and get down. You are not coming up. He said, the second people are your contemporaries. Amen. People of the same age, they will offer you cheap sex. They will offer you alcohol. They will offer you all sorts of things. And before you know it, you are distracted. Say, you will not leave us. Then the most terrible people are people that you are a bit ahead. Say, we will bring him down. Tell your neighbor, I'm not coming down. So it takes discipline to escape these 3 forces. And it is everywhere. Except there are no human beings there. If there are human beings there, you are going to meet these 3 categories of people on your way. So you need discipline.
Praise the name of the Lord. Ability to maintain a personal, vibrant relationship with God, despite all confusion in this present world. Somebody doing his quiet time and the television is on. You are wasting your time. Praise the name of the Lord. Use one eye to watch the television. Use one eye to read the Bible. You are wasting your time. Tell everybody, don't waste your time again. It takes discipline. Most of the thing we are seeing now, it's discipline. Amen. I found that the Lord told us, when he had that, the only way he could escape poverty is through education. He said, he studied for about 7 hours every day for 3 years. 7 hours every day for 3 years. Not personal, not teachers supervising him in his house in the night. 7 hours every day for 3 years. No wonder he doesn't sleep in the night now. Praise the name of the Lord. Maybe he sleeps 3 hours, maximum 4 hours a day. And it's like he slept for 16 hours, looking fresh and fresher. I pray God will help us in Jesus' name. There's no room for lazy Christian. God is not a lazy God. That God that could create the whole heaven and earth for 6 days and rest for 7 days, he must be a hard worker. I used to have a friend who said, if God should stop working for 1 minute, everybody will be in problem on earth. If the sun does not appear, we're in trouble. If there is no air, we're in trouble. It keeps on working. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Ability to force yourself. Somebody say, force yourself. That is discipline. That's discipline. That's okay. This year, I've been hearing people say they read their Bible today, read the whole Bible, Genesis to Revelation. I've not done it in my life. This year, I want to do so. There's so many people that have started. By the time they start, they get to Genesis in the middle, and there's no story again. Everything stop. It's no good. Most of the men we see greatest happening in their life, most of them they have read. I know one man that reads the Bible 35 times in a day. I mean a year. He would read it through 35 times. The man has about 7 PhD in different fields. His own grandchild is already in the ministry again. The man is from Jordan. And he's a missionary. And he said nothing in that scene from reading the Bible. And he showed it in the conference to us. It's like a hunter. He has one light like this with wire. And he still uses battery. He said he can read either there is light or there is no light anywhere. Elderly man. I said, go. Where I am, forgive me, help me. Deliver me from laziness. Somebody say, oh God, deliver me from laziness. Praise the name of the Lord. What is discipline? It's working with ever-growing awareness of heaven in your daily living. Discipline, lastly, is leaving a legacy, a lasting legacy in people's life at your expense. You're leaving a legacy at your expense. Praise the name of the Lord. This man coach has finished. On the day of his wedding, I think I've shared that one here. On the day of his wedding, the Lord asked him to go to a particular city. There are some affairs to be affected to the kingdom of God. Soul wise there. The man took his horse, went to the place before he came back for his wedding. How many of us will do that on our wedding day? May he let your legacy worry about it today. God bless you in Jesus' name. Praise the name of the Lord. There are 4 major reasons why you must discipline yourself to obtain this key, this power to excellence in your life and your marriage. 1, the investment of God in your life must not be wasted. Somebody say amen to that. No matter how feeble you think you are, God has invested so much to you in as much that you have confessed Jesus as your Lord and Savior. His blood was shed for you on the cross of Calvary. So those investments must not be in vain in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. 2, the heavens and the destiny of many people depend on you manifesting the power of God in your life. Therefore, you must discipline yourself. Agio told us that he has trained about 17 PhD holders in his own field. And all of them are in this environment. They are either in UK, in Europe, or in US. And they are collecting their dollars, correct? And their millions by the grace of God. If he has not acted to the voice of his maker and disciplined himself, praise the name of the Lord,
and did not allow those things to, you know, to entice him, there's no way people like you, look, myself, will have benefited from his destiny. And you too, you are a Moses to your family. And you are a Joseph to your family. Joseph disciplined himself in the land of Egypt. And you know what happened? He was able to lead the entire family from poverty. He was the first person that brought all his people from Africa to the U.S. He couldn't, everybody came. Shout hallelujah. It shall be well with somebody here. So don't see yourself that you have attained anything. There's something better than this. Look at your neighbor. Something better than this is coming. Tell your neighbor, prepare for it. Discipline yourself. And it is well with you in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Number three, God wants you to finish well and not to fail like Samson, who died with his enemies. You will not die with your enemy. Samson was among people who received the anointing without fasting. God just released the thing to him from the womb. And he messed God up. He messed himself up. You will not mess God up. I don't like your amen again. Number four, that's the final one. God's work cannot fail. Listen to this. God's work cannot do what? Fail. Instead, God will replace people. That is why you cannot afford not to discipline yourself. There are four reasons. One, your discipline, your destiny depends, you know, destiny on other people depends on your own. Number two, God has invested so much in your life that you cannot afford to allow them to be wasted. Three, God wants you to finish well, doesn't want you to perish with your enemies. And the last one, you know, God's work can never fail. Instead, it will replace people. But I'm praying for somebody here. God will not replace you with stone. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I said God will not replace you with stone. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Take this one home before I summarize and I round up now. There are facts about discipline. Number one, much of our restlessness and powerlessness is from lack of discipline. Hello? Much of our what? Restlessness, powerlessness, they are a result of what? Lack of discipline. Number two, discipline is the main key to power and fulfillment. Discipline. It takes discipline for you to know that you don't bite the finger that feed you. Take discipline to know that, because so you are going to hear so many voices. You can do it now. Ah, what are you waiting for? Do this now. What do you think your parents are doing? Do something. It takes discipline to obey your parents, children. It takes discipline for a woman to say yes to a naughty husband. And the Bible says obey your parents. And also, the husband, the wife is supposed to submit to respect her husband, irrespective of what happens. Praise the name of the Lord. Discipline. There was a woman like that, a wife of a politician somewhere. The man, one day, I don't know what came to him, on a Sunday morning, he said, nobody is going to church in this house today. And the woman said, yes, sir. Praise the name of the Lord. He said, children, we are going to have a service in the living room. Praising the Lord. The woman said, you are turning my house to church. What is rubbish? He said, sorry, daddy said we should not, everybody go back to your room. The woman has cooked enough rice that day. But just to delay this woman, he said, I need pounded yam. And before you know it, this woman has gone to the kitchen. Papa, he was already pounding the tea. As he served the food, the power of God arrested the husband. He said, whoever has told you to robust for me like this, anything I say you do, take me to that pastor. That man is a pastor in that church today. Discipline. Stop calling yourself your husband devil. Praise the name of the Lord. Obey him. When you obey a man, you will not know when you are going to turn him to a servant. That's the truth. Because you are going to win his heart. Somebody say amen to this. And it takes discipline, especially if you are earning more than the man and you are wearier than the man. Shout hallelujah. You have PhD and your husband has school cert. Oh,
You have to be very, very disciplined to maintain that man. God will help somebody in Jesus' name. Amen. And men can be very jealous. God will help us. Shout hallelujah. The same thing. Women are women, beloved, even if they are gray-headed. Women are what? Women. Anything that gets wrong in the house, the man that is responsible to God is the man. Because you are the head. You know where everything went wrong at that time? It was Adam that God went to first. And if you see most of the angelic visitation, God will first of all time go to the man first. So when you are not playing your role, you are going to see something happening. And you have to be the priest in the home. You have to ensure that your prayer altar does not go down. And it shall be well with you in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. It takes discipline to read a book. And more discipline to write one. I can talk from experience. There are about 3 books I've been working upon for the past 2 years. I just put up in somewhere. I said, God help me. Praise the name of the Lord. Are you getting what I'm saying now? It takes discipline to read a book. And beloved, you are as good as the last book you read. As a Christian, I recommend for you, if you desire this key and you want power going in your life, you must read a Christian literature minimum 3 in a year. That's minimum. Praise the name of the Lord. It takes discipline to pray. If anybody tells you prayer is a simple thing, it's a lie. It's a hard work. The general overseer of Redemption Church is a very open man to the glory of God, like our father in the Lord too. He told her in a conference how the Lord developed his prayer life. He said he was so lazy in the place of prayer, he has to gather stone and take it to his bedroom and kneel on it so that the thing will be paining him so that he will not sleep. Today he's gathering millions every month and they are receiving their miracle. Shout hallelujah. Look at the neighbor, discipline your prayer life and you are going to get power. It takes discipline to fast. I said, in this environment, when food is just looking at you every center, God will deliver your stomach in Jesus' name. Amen. Don't look at me like that. Praise the name of the Lord. It takes discipline to do what? To fast. And beloved, when you live a fasted life, that means you are living a life that you command and it come to pass. You are strengthening your prayer life, your utterance. Praise the name of the Lord. Take discipline to fast. It takes discipline to observe vigils. You know, somebody very close to me tells me, say, oh, you know my nature. You see, how to have rested before I could do vigil. You don't understand the meaning of vigil. There's nothing convenient about vigil. It stands with V, which means violence. Amen. You will say, no, you are not sleeping. You have not seen elderly man on the mountain putting their hand on the rock. Bah, bah. They don't want to sleep because they knew what pursued them to the mountain. Praise the name of the Lord. So, beloved, if you want to attain to anything in this environment, you must be doing regular vigils. The one organized by the church and your own private one at home. It is discipline. And God will help us in Jesus' name. It takes discipline to love people. That's the last one I want to share with you. Take discipline to love people because there are people that are not lovable. But the Bible says, pursue peace. It's a matter of pursuance. Hallelujah. You pursue. Because the thing is going away. You pursue. Praise the name of the Lord. And without it, you cannot please God. You cannot see God. God will help us in Jesus' name. Praise the name of the Lord. I want us to close our eyes. I want you to respond to God on your seat. Any area of your life that the Holy Spirit is pointing to you that you need to be broken, that you need to be disciplined. So many people have leaked their secret to the enemies because of lack of discipline upon their tongues. Bible says, he that keepereth his tongue, keepereth his life from trouble. Begin to withdraw any information you are giving to the enemy as a result of indiscipline. Begin to reverse negative words you are pronounced upon yourself, upon your husband, upon your wife as a result of indiscipline. Indiscipline of our appetite. our attitude towards money, towards materialism, the way we have not honored God with our time and resources, let's ask the Lord to forgive us. Let's ask the Lord to forgive us. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. He can see your heart. It's not a time to keep quiet. Make sure you respond to God. Father, I want a new beginning. Father, I need grace to live a disciplined life. Places that you ought not to go and you are still going because nobody is watching you. Lack of discipline. Things that you ought not to watch. Books that you ought not to read that you are still reading. Indiscipline. Be radical yourself from this time henceforth. Anything you need to burn, go and burn them. Anything you need to dispose, go and dispose them. Let us rise up now. Thank you, Father. You are going to cry to God. Say, everything I have lost to the enemy as a result of indiscipline, by the mercy of God, by the blood of Jesus, I receive them back now. Open your mouth and pray this prayer. Whatsoever I have lost from the enemy as a result of indiscipline, Father, I receive them back by your blood, by your blood, by your blood. I receive them today. Everything I've lost to the enemy. Everything I've lost to the enemy. As a result of indiscipline. Father, I receive them today by the blood of Jesus, by the mercy of God. I receive them now. I receive them now. Mazebro zopoya kapali mabora mogo zontebo. Rema bako zopo legende yama. Mambo zobi keteli mabro selegeba. Rema baya bolo bobo sondo la bosopia. Eregeba boko sondo rababa sekabo. I receive them. In Jesus' name we pray. Get angry as we pray the remaining three prayer points very quickly. Say, every door I have opened to the enemy. You see? Any door that indiscipline has opened into my life and marriage. Blood of Jesus. Close them. Close it now. Every door I've opened. That is indiscipline has opened into my life, to my home. Blood of Jesus, close them now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. These are not prayers we should pray gently. I want to be aggressive now. Two more. Every good door of opportunities that indiscipline has closed against me. Open! In the name of Jesus Christ. Open now. Door of greatness. Door of opportunity. Open to these people of God. Open now. Door of favor. Door of favor. Door of joy. Door of peace. Door of children. Door of marital breakthrough. Door of glory. Door of power. Door of fulfillment. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, by the blood of Jesus. By the grace of God. I rise above my roots. I shall reach my destiny. I shall reach my goal. I shall reach my promised land. In the name of Jesus Christ. Say, every hindrance on my way, catch fire. Open your mouth and pray. Every hindrance begin to catch fire.
In Jesus' name we pray. Let us quickly bring our tithes and offerings. Let us put down God's blessings upon the tithes and the offerings.